Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Wild card weekend. Ooh, my voice cracked. What was up with that? That was weird.
Why are you nervous?
Wild card weekend.
Why are you nervous? It's fine.
You put me in a mood.
Playoff started.
Sometimes
the playoff.
That was awkward. Let's not have that happen again. All right. Wild card weekend. Six games. We're going to do all six, usually 10 points available.
Yeah.
21 points available this time. Emily and I tied during the regular season. Al was third. Taylor was fourth. We're going to start with me. We're going to go in the order in which the games are going to be played. So we're going to start with the game that is on Saturday morning.
Yep.
Seattle in San Francisco taking on Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, winners of 10 in a row. Mm. Niners won 10 in a row. They're 9.5-point favorites. Okay, so I'm going to take the Niners.
Okay.
But I'm going to move them way down the list because 9.5 is a ton. 9.5 is a ton, and not only is Brock Purdy inexperienced in the playoffs, Pete Carroll is not. Pete Carroll is an old-school NFL coach who's been through this 1,000 times. So I'm going to take the Niners, but I'm going to put them all the way down at number 2 because I think Pete Carroll might have something for Brock Purdy, and it scares me a little bit that that number's way too high. Ow.
All right, everything you just said, Niners, they're just so good. The talent is there since they got McCaffrey. Now you got Debo back. I get it from a quarterback position, but I don't think they make his life too difficult. I think he's got so many options. He's got so many targets. I'll go Niners. 9.5 is a lot. I'm going to go 4.
Niners at 4, M.
Okay, so kind of for all the reasons that you guys already talked about, I'm taking the Seahawks because it's a divisional matchup. Divisional matchups tend to be closer. Again, like you said, Pete Carroll is experienced in the postseason. Brock Purdy is not. I think it's going to be within a touchdown. I think the Seahawks have shown fight and they got there. So I have Seahawks at my 2.
Okay, Seattle at 2. Taylor.
I think the Niners got this easy. I'm going to put them at 5.
Ooh, so he's going big. He's a big believer in Brock Purdy. Is it the Iowa thing?
You got it.
Yeah, I figured. Brock Purdy is a Cyclone.
Yeah.
Taylor's a Panther, but you know, once you get past a certain point, it's all Iowa.
He's one of us.
He's one of you guys for sure. Al, you're batting leadoff. Perfect opportunity for you. Chargers and Jags. The Jags are home dogs.
Yeah.
Home dogs. Yep. They're getting 2.5 against Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
All right. First off, I appreciate all the people who tweeted me yesterday telling me where they're going to watch the game. So apparently there are some Jaguar places to go.
I believe it when I see it.
I don't believe it either. close game. The 2.5 is actually probably the right spread. You feel like one of these squads are going to win by a field goal. The fact that it's in Jacksonville, I do think is a big deal. The Chargers are a pretty decent team, I guess. Their schedule was very helpful to them, I think, this year. I'm going to go Jaguars, not the most confidence in the world. I'm going to go 2.
Jags at 2. Yeah. Emily.
Okay, so I don't think that like it being in Jacksonville is that big of a deal because it's Jacksonville. It's not like they have.
Oh, have you ever been?
It's not like this crazy home field advantage.
I have. It's a weird.
It's very
place.
Weird, but it's not like
it's a weird place.
You're not going into the cold. You're not going into a crazy place. You're just gonna encounter weird people. So I don't.
Florida
think
is that a crazy place?
No, it is, but it's not. You're
Florida
not
man.
You're not going into the cold, so I think it's not as much of a.
Jacksonville reminds me of Argentina soccer fans.
They're not that bad anyway. So I have I have Chargers at my 1. The reason I said my 1 is because I'm not that confident that the Chargers will get away with it. But I'm believing a little bit of the hype. I think that Justin Herbert's going to have a great day. I think he's at a coming out party, but I'm just not confident so it's at my 1.
Taylor.
I have the Chargers at 2.
Chargers at 2. I'm going to make it a 3 out of 4. I'm going to take the Chargers 2. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win.
Comfortably.
I don't want to say big, but I think they're going to cover the 2.5. I'm going to take them all the way up at number 4, and here's why. Jacksonville, when they got in the playoffs, they were acting like they won the Super Bowl. They're done. They had a great season. We're in the playoffs. We won the division. We were the worst team in the league last year, and now we're in the playoffs. Woo-hoo, great season. Chargers have business to take care of.
They're supposed to be in the playoffs.
They're supposed to be in the playoffs. They're supposed to win games in the playoffs, and I like how they've played a lot. And if Brandon Staley does what he does, I'm going
to
be
if
very
they upset. Lose, if Chargers lose, can you reach out, get Dean on? I'd love to talk to Dean.
Okay, we'll try.
If they lose. They win, I want nothing to do with them.
One other thing about the Chargers, they released their social team released a really cool video yesterday.
Badass video.
Taking my friend worked for their video department and he worked on that, but it was like all the receipts they kept all year. You have to win after that.
Well,
you
I was going to say,
yeah, oh yeah.
Did you see it?
I've not.
We'll watch it during the break. It's a legit video. Which damn would it make it so much better if after the video it says 27-24 Jags.
Emily, you get to go first on a 13-point spread.
Yeah.
Buffalo is getting 13 points at home against Skylar Thompson and the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. So I think this is a pretty easy pick. Bills are a team of destiny. I think that they're going to run right at least to the AFC Championship game. So I have Bills by 6.
Bills at wow. 6. Taylor.
13. She doesn't care about that 13.
I'm not copying Emily, no. But I wrote this down before. Bills at 6 as well.
Bills at 6 comes back to me.
My Lord.
I'm going to take Buffalo. You guys do know that 13 points is 2 touchdowns, right?
Yes, I do know that. I also do know that Skylar Thompson's playing for the Dolphins. They couldn't score last week against the Jets.
I completely agree with you. You're not wrong about any of those things. I'm just saying that this is a playoff game. Buffalo is going to have all the emotion like we've talked about all week long. They're also going to get to that point where, hey, let's just get out of here and keep everybody in one piece. I don't know if they're going to start stacking touchdowns left and right. I think Buffalo wins. I think they cover, and I like it so much I'm putting them at 1. Al.
So basically everybody went Buffalo?
Yep.
I don't actually feel – I can't go Dolphins. You can't. Like, how are you supposed to go
Skylar
Dolphins?
Skylar Thompson is a third-string, seventh-round quarterback.
All right, I'm going to go – I'll use 3 on this one.
Buffalo at 3. Taylor, you're going first on our fourth game. This is the third of, I think, 3 games that are kind of interesting. The Giants on the road in Minnesota. Minnesota is a 3-point favorite at home, Taylor.
I don't think the Vikings are going to win this, honestly, but I got to go with them. Got my Vikings at 3.
Minnesota at 3. This one comes back to me. I'm going to take the Giants. I think the Giants are a weird team. They're hard to play against. They're physical. Dable's a good coach. Danny Dimes is not terrible. Is
yeah,
that a fair thing to say? He's not good, but he doesn't totally stink. Kirk Cousins, when everybody's looking, doesn't work out so great. So I'm going to take the Giants, and I'm going to put them at 3. Sliwa.
Giants at my 6.
Ooh.
I don't like the other two at my 6, so I got to use this one at my 6.
All right, there you go. Go Danny Dimes. You're going to get a Saquon Barkley jersey and be jumping around Casa de Sliwa?
Always loved him. Always right. Loved him.
Back to the top. This is me.
You haven't
gone to me yet. Oh, I'm sorry, Emily.
Yet.
My bad. I'm sorry.
So I think that I'm trying to do if I do game theory or not. I'm gonna go with what I wrote down before we started. So I'm gonna go Giants at my 3. I think it's gonna be a close game, but I do think the Vikings are due for a terrible loss. They're gonna be the upset.
They've been living by the skin of their teeth all season long. That eventually has to come due. All right, another divisional game. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Is Lamar Jackson playing? Is he not playing?
I don't know.
It's totally up in the air. Another huge spread. Baltimore with Lamar is kind of frisky, but I just don't know if he's going to be out there or not. Give me Joe Burrow. I got 5 and 6 left. I did not do a good job with this. Give me Joe Burrow at the top. Why not? Give me Joe Burrow at number 6, Cincinnati. Al.
All right, I think Bengals win the game. I think Baltimore is kind of there. They play smash mouth type of football in the playoffs. Take a chance on this one. I don't feel that great about it. 5 Ravens.
Baltimore at 5M.
All right. So I'm an official Baltimore hater because I'm a Steelers fan, so I will never pick
the
Ravens.
The Bengals are in the division, too.
I'm going to get you a Ravens
jersey.
I know,
but I like Joe Burrow. He's hot. So I'm going to put...
Not as hot as Mariota.
No, I have him above Mariota. Don't worry about that. But you know, I have Bengals at 5. If Lamar Jackson even plays, he hasn't practiced in weeks. So it's Bengals 5.
All right, and Taylor,
I have the Bengals 2, but not too confident. Put them at my 1.
Al, I just want to tell you, I kind of forgot to mention it to you yesterday. You on the ugly quarterbacks was, I think, the best segment you've ever had on the radio.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
The first the top five, I was great. By the time we got to 6 to 10, I'm like, I'm done. My head is.
You're saying guys are getting satellite reception on their ears? Who did he just say? Oh, no, that guy's ugly. You just called someone
Trevor
ugly.
Lawrence.
He's not. He's attractive. He's a good looking man.
Al doesn't feel the same way that you do. I think
some of the other ones, but Trevor Lawrence, that's not let's not go back to it.
I think the quote was
by Power Emily
Disney Prince. He's ugly. I think was the exact quote that you had. I loved it. All right, last game. Al, you're going first.
Yeah.
Monday night, Dallas in Tampa. Tampa's a 2.5-point favorite.
I'll go Cowboys 1.
Cowboys at 1. Emily.
Never bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. Also, I think Mike McCarthy could get fired if he has a terrible loss. So I have Buccaneers 4.
Tampa Bay at 4. Taylor?
Give me Cowboys at 4.
Dallas at 4. I only have the 5 left. I hate both these teams. This does not feel good at all.
I'm not sold on either one.
I don't want to root for Tom Brady. I also don't want to pick against Tom Brady. Nobody likes the Cowboys unless you're a Cowboy fan. So I can't really root for them. I don't want Jerry Jones to have nice things. So there's a lot of things going on right here. So I literally have – I don't know
what – What do you have left? 5?
I only have 5. I'm going to literally let you pick. Who do you want me to take?
Why don't you flip a coin?
All right. I'm going to flip a Kenny Smith
card.
There's
pennies right there.
I'm flipping Kenny Smith. Okay. Heads is Cowboys.
Okay.
Tails, so I get the Bucks.
Got the Bucks.
There you go. Tampa Bay at 5. Probably should have done that in my 1, not in my 5. We'll see how it shakes out. There you go. There's our picks against the spread. Let's come back, Slee. Let's talk about the Chargers and specifically what is in front of them and whether or not they're actually a good football team. There's a case that they're not. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I should have flipped the Kenny Anderson card on every pick to see what we could come up with. See how just flipping Kenny's turns out with my picks along the way. I like that there's 21 points available, Al. We're going to get some wild swings.
Why am I nervous? We have nothing on it, nothing riding on it. You don't get anything for winning, yet I'm nervous about every pick that I made.
Should we put something on it? Nothing like...
Yeah.
What should we do?
Let's do mortgage payments.
Emily, what should we do?
For 3 months.
Okay. Well, we can't just like wearing another person's jersey because we already do that as one of our things. Should it be like...
What about this?
Only the loser?
What about this? Like... We could do a lunch. The four of us could go get a lunch.
Whoever's last got to pay for lunch or dinner.
I was going to say, so instead of sticking someone with a fairly significant bill, which feels a little unfair, why don't the winner does not pay.
Okay.
Second place pays a quarter. The third place guy pays 35%, and then the last guy plays whatever it is, whatever's left, 40%. little, whatever the math shakes out. Like, you get a little bit of a break along the way.
Something along those lines.
That way somebody doesn't get wiped out as far as, like, okay, there's a $200 lunch. And by the way, we'll have a couple of drinks, so it'll be a nice time.
What Taylor, if you get last...
Why are you talking to me? Why are you thinking I'm going to be last, huh?
I'm just telling you, if you get last, I'm busy. If you get last... We're going to Mastro's, bro.
Let's do it.
We're going big.
Does the first person choose where we go to lunch?
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah, so first person chooses.
If I get first, I'm wearing a tux.
Wherever we're
going. Yeah, I'm with you, Emily. Like, it can't be Mastro's, but it doesn't have to be the taco truck either. Right? It's somewhere in between.
Walking distance from where we work right now.
100%. Mastro's would be there in 5 minutes.
What do you think?
Right there. Yeah, let's do it's something along those lines.
Well, we got to hammer
it
out.
That percentage, I don't know. You started. I want to call a tax account for a quick second.
I did it off. So okay, let's say none. We got thirds left, right? It shouldn't be even. It shouldn't be everybody gets a third.
No.
Whoever pays last should pay half. So we got 50% less left. So let's do
second and
20
third.
And 30. But 20, 30, 50. There you go. That
well, I was going to say second and third. I mean, you still lost.
Yeah, so you're paying
25 each. 25% each.
Okay.
Winner pays it all, 50%, 25%.
25, 25, 50. That works.
Imagine when we get the bill.
I plan on winning, Slee.
We tell the lady, can you put 25% on this card?
Johnny, have you ever had Johnny Walker Blue, Slee?
Well, no. You do the thing where you can we split it between these three cards. It's fine.
What was it, Jerry Jones? Is that his drink?
That's his drink.
All right.
It's good. Smooth. It's about $40 a shot. It's nice. I'll only have a couple.
I'm going to try to pay in Topps basketball cards.
I like it.
91-92.
Let's try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Huntington Beach and Ruben. Ruben, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Ruben?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love your show. I love listening to you guys every morning while I'm working, doing my routes.
Appreciate
that. I got something. Lamar Jackson, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, he signed a contract for, extension with Green Bay. I'd like to see the Raiders get through next year with whoever they can get through and draft and move up for Caleb Williams, quarterback of the future. If not, San Francisco has Trey Lance coming back. Let's go for Brock Purdy. Take him to the future.
Purdy's an interesting one. Thanks for the call, Ruben. Purdy's interesting because I think he's probably locked himself up a really good chance to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know what his contract situation is. The Niners may be able to flip him for some real assets, right? Because Jimmy G feels like he's gone. Right? It's a shock that he was here to begin with. They've really never even gotten a chance to play with Lance. They don't even know if Lance is any good or not. Right? We haven't seen him. Purdy can play. Clearly, he can play in the NFL. You might be able to get a little something for him, unless you say, look, we got to keep him as a backup because Lance may get broken again.
I got a feeling. Why do I think Purdy will stay with the Niners? I'm not telling you that you need.
What if you get a first rounder for him?
Yeah, then it's a different story. If there's that much value to him, then
what if look?
And they're in a win now.
Yeah,
mode.
It's not unprecedented. They could win the Super Bowl with him. It's probably not a likely scenario because he's so inexperienced. But Jeff Hostetler won the Super Bowl as a backup. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl as a backup, and they were a little more experienced than Purdy. But it does happen once in a while.
The only thing is too is if you they got so many weapons.
I know.
That's the thing is that they when I tell you don't need him to win you a game, you just need him not to lose you a game.
He literally hasn't lost a single game. They've won 10 in a row. I think six of those were starts that he had. Off the top of your head,
okay.
How many times do you think the Chargers beat a team with a winning record this year?
Well, I could tell you. Don't say nothing.
Don't say anything or don't give
you
the answer.
No, I'm saying that. It's not zero.
It's not zero.
Two times.
Once. They have one win. You know who the winning team was?
Who was it?
Miami, who needed to beat the Jets 9-6 on the last day of the season to have a winning record. They're 9-8.
And who are what? What did we say? 14, 13-point dogs or something
like that? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they did beat Miami with Tua. Tua played in that game. But that's their good win on the season is against the Miami Dolphins, who were 9-8 on the year. For obvious reasons, because Tua missed a ton of time, and they were playing backup guys along the way. But Tua did play in that game. They lost to Jacksonville. They lost to Kansas City twice. They don't have a good win on that schedule.
So
now, they've been really hot towards the end of the line. And Jacksonville, I don't think, is a great team. But when you just kind of look at it, there's really no reason to think that they're going to go win a bunch of games against really good teams when they haven't done it all season long.
Okay, so they went on a four-game winning streak. And everybody's kind of trying to hype up that four-game winning streak. Oh, look at the Chargers. They're playing good at the right time. By the way, health was a big thing. They were also healthy. They got their players back. Here's the four teams that they beat. Miami was one of them, like you said. They beat them 23-17. It was a close game, came down to the end. They beat Tennessee 17-14.
And by the way, I think that's the last game. Or Tennessee finished the season on a seven-game losing streak.
That's right.
Unglued.
Tannehill was playing, and then I think he might have gotten hurt in this game, and then Malik Willis played.
They beat Indy 20-3, and they beat the Rams. They dominated the Rams.
They smoked them.
31-10. Last week, they lost to Denver. I know that game didn't mean anything, whatever you want to call it. But I'm with you that they don't have signature wins. They don't. And I can tell you that they play KC pretty tough.
They do.
That game is always close, but they always end up losing. They played San Francisco pretty tough.
Yep.
You know, that was probably a little bit further than halfway through the season. But they don't have signature wins. Now, they got very, very fortunate because they are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. I was having a texting with a couple of buddies of mine who are Charger fans, and he's like, oh, that's a tough game. And in my head, I'm like, think about it. You got to avoid Kansas City. You got to avoid Cincinnati. You got to avoid Buffalo. You didn't have to play the top three. You're going to complain and tell me that you're going to already set up, well, they could easily lose to Jacksonville? They should beat the Jaguars. 100% they should.
Yeah.
If they don't, I would be surprised. And then,
would you? Like, I hear what you're saying, but would you be, if we're done on Saturday night and Jacksonville beats them 27-21, you're surprised?
I'm surprised. The Chargers went out and the expectations they had this year. Forget history, forget all that stuff. They had real expectations. Mm-hmm. They pretty much have most of the guys that were injured back for the most part.
Yep.
They ended the season 4 out of 5 wins, whatever you want to call it. Justin Herbert, I've been hearing his name for the last 2 straight years. If they lost to Jacksonville, the Jaguars, not a team that, you know, I always look at the AFC. It's like if you play the Steelers in the playoffs, it's like, well, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you play the Baltimore Ravens, it's the Baltimore Ravens. We know the 3 teams on top of the AFC. They should beat the Jags. Would you be surprised? No, the world isn't going to be. It's not going to be.
Jags beat them by 4
Miami
touchdowns.
Beating Buffalo is a shock.
Yes.
This isn't a shock.
Right.
But I go back to expectations. They, in my opinion, should beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Their wins this season, like you ran through the end of the year, they've beaten the Raiders, who were not good. They beat the Texans, who were terrible. They beat the Browns, who were terrible. They beat the Broncos, who were terrible. They beat the Falcons, who are terrible.
They had an amazing schedule.
They beat the Cardinals, who are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Dolphins, who are decent.
Yeah.
Titans, average, let's call them that. They beat the Colts, who are terrible, and they beat the Rams, who are terrible.
But even more context to what you just said, the win against the Raiders, first game of the season, 24-19, Raiders had a chance to win it at the end. The win against Cleveland, 30-28. The win against Denver, 19-16 in overtime. The win against Atlanta, 20-17. The win against Arizona, 25-24. They weren't blowing out a lot of these teams either.
No. They're a bizarre team. Like, of all the teams in this, the Niners are bizarre for a very obvious reason. Because you don't know what you're going to get from Brock Purdy. He may be great. There's a scenario where Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl MVP. You wouldn't be shocked, right? It would not be shocking because they're going to win some games, I think. And he's the quarterback. The quarterback always has a lot to do with whether you win these games or not. The Chargers do not have any sort of through line for their team. They're not good. They're not bad. They're not experienced. They're not terribly inexperienced. There's nothing about this group that makes any sense. Hmm. And that's when you start saying, well, it would be a shock or a surprise. Mild. A very mild surprise. These teams played each other. The Jags, early in the season, destroyed
38-10.
Them. When the Jags were a bad team at that point, too. That's not like the Jags were
that's
on fire.
But you got to understand, Jags Nation came out that week.
Duvall.
Who's that?
That's like what they say. It's like
Duvall, like Robert Duvall? Shelly Duvall?
It's like Duvall County or
it's
whatever.
It's the county, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine shouting out your county.
See, you said that the Jacksonville Jaguars were such a great home field advantage, and you don't even know that they say Duvall.
I didn't say that.
They have a whole county at their backs.
Jags Nation, bro.
I didn't say that.
I was saying
that
to Alan.
The county is it's a phenomenal county they have out there.
They played in...
Let's get the mayor on.
Late September. And they smashed them by 4 touchdowns. Yeah. That's early in the season. This is why the NFL playoffs are awesome. I have no idea. All of my 6 picks are Kenny Anderson coins.
I hope my jersey comes in by Saturday.
There's a lot of really weird teams in the playoffs. Because like the Giants have this huge comeback or change from last year's season. So like they're a toss-up. I wouldn't be surprised if they get blown out by the Vikings. Also wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Vikings.
Put all 14 teams in there. Who do you feel the best about? Like if you had to bet something that matters to you, like I got to pick these guys to win. Who do you feel the best about?
I'd probably go with more of, you know, what I'm accustomed to seeing. I'd probably go KC.
I think so too. Yeah. Emily?
If I had to put a significant amount of money, KC. If I just go by my heart, it's the 49ers.
Nobody wants Buffalo? They're really good. Cincinnati's really good.
No, and the Buffalo story, too. I mean, there's, you know, obviously there's a lot to that.
And the 49ers are playing Mr. Irrelevant, and I don't think that's a bad pick either. It is a very, very bizarre playoffs coming into this. And you got Miami, not good.
No.
Baltimore right now, because of the quarterback being not good. Seattle, I watched them a bunch this year. They're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good coach.
Okay at best.
They're okay at best. It's a weird. That seventh team that gets into the playoffs all of a sudden, some years it's like, yeah, they put them in, they're a good team. Miami and Seattle.
Yeah, this is not the year.
This is not the year. Wouldn't you have rather seen Detroit and Pittsburgh?
Of course.
Detroit and Pittsburgh were the eight.
Detroit, 100%.
Pittsburgh, too, right?
Yeah.
Because both those teams were hot at the end. Instead of being cold at the end like the Dolphins were and kind of the Seahawks.
Yeah, they stumbled in. Those other squads stumbled
Dan
in.
Dan Campbell's head might explode if he got into the playoffs. Like his head might literally just pop off his shoulders and go from there. Quick phone call, Hacienda Heights and Charles. Charles, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, Trav, quick question. What did the Chargers do to you?
Nothing. I barely even know they're in town. How would they have done anything?
Charles, we represent Jacksonville. We have a huge Jacksonville audience here.
No, Slee, I know what they did to you, Slee. I know what they did to you. But, Trav, come on, man. They're talking about week three when we played Jacksonville. We were down every starter you could think of. Pro Bowl left tackle.
I will say the one thing I forgot to say. I think that's the first game Herbert after the rib injury.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, first game with Magello ribs.
Okay.
No Keenan Allen, Mike Williams gone, Rashawn Slater gone, Joey Bosa gone. Of course, I mean, but Travis, you're over here acting like we have a full squad. Everyone 11-on-11, let's bring it out, and we got our butt kicked.
Okay.
It was a, come on, Travis.
Let me ask you this, Charles. I will give you the Jacksonville point. Okay, they're banged up, and all the things that you said are true, so fine. I'll give you that point. Where is the good win on this team for the entire season? Because what you said was true that week. Where was the moment you said, right there, that's a darn good team? Mm-hmm. Where was that?
I would say that would have to come from me personally, and I'm really hard on the Chargers. I mean, I'm very hard. So I would say it didn't come for me until the Miami game. And we already had the blueprint from San Francisco, so we kind of took that. But when we shut down that offense, which at that time, until they lost that game against San Francisco, they were rolling. They were killing people. So we shut that down, and that's when I thought, okay, maybe we could do something. And then it just so happened to be that the last of the games on our schedule, they're all against horrible teams. But like you say, you can only play the teams you play.
I'm with you on that. But beating Miami, who was good, but they're not great.
You know what he should have said?
This does not fill me with confidence.
You know what he should have said? We don't have a signature win this year. Because that's the truth. They don't have a signature win. Now, it doesn't matter. You're in the playoffs. You can go get a signature win
100%
this weekend, and 100%. Then you can follow that up with another signature win. But they did not have a signature win on their schedule.
Look, I picked the Chargers. I have the Chargers at my four, Charles, so little respect. That's always a very funny line. Good job, Charles. What did they do to you? Nothing. Like, here, you know me. You know the answer why. The same reason I don't like the Chargers, the Angels, the Clippers, all of this stuff. You know why I don't like that. You know the answer.
They never deliver.
I like teams that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I like teams that are in it frequently. That are kind of like blue bloods. I don't like the same reason I didn't want TCU to win the national championship is the same reason I can't root for the Chargers. Give me a little something more than just one time showing up and having a day.
Yeah.
Show me something. That's it. It doesn't seem so complicated. Charles.
I think if TCU played Georgia again, they'd beat them.
If Georgia decided, you know what? We're going to play every guy, every play as hard as we can. How many points?
94.
That's not a crazy number.
It's not a crazy number because they put up 65.
They're
a couple touchdowns away.
They get to 70 something for sure, right?
Is that what's going to happen when they expand the playoffs and we're just going to have games like that?
No, because if that let's say that game were the first round,
at
halftime, all of those Georgia guys are out of the game. They're all out of the game. Yeah. We're not because we got to go beat Michigan the next week, or mm-hmm. we got to go beat Alabama. You will have ugly first halves. You will not have ugly games like you had in the national championship. Factor Cap coming up next. Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey guys, so we had some people on the line that were like a little bit annoyed by the teams that we were quote unquote trashing. So if you are listening and we talked crap about one of your teams and you want to tell us why we're wrong, call in. We'll take your calls because I think that's
don't call in. You're wrong.
Because we're right, but it's fine. All right. So up first, Pepsi is fine if that's all that's available. Travis, fetch your cap.
Fact. I'm a Coke guy. Like, I order a Coke from a restaurant every once in a while. You go to fast food or whatever, I'll have my burger, fries, and a Coke. And if they say the proverbial Pepsi okay, the answer is always, yeah, it's fine. But you never order a Pepsi and get that, sorry, we only have Coke. That never happens. So, yeah, I'm 100% all right with it. It's not my favorite, but it'll work.
So
it's no RC.
I'm going to go cap. Growing up, all we had was Pepsi at the house.
Really?
Pepsi was, like, the thing. And I don't know. The only thing that I could think of is if it was maybe it was cheaper, like even if it was cheaper by 10 cents, 20 cents, my mom probably went to that one. Okay. Coke, I like the taste better than Pepsi. I don't really do soda very often. Do you do Diet Coke at all?
No.
All right. I do occasionally Laker games. I'll do some Diet Coke, but I'm not, I don't know the last time I had just a regular Coca-Cola.
I do. Oh, I shouldn't say that. So you and I have been working together a couple years now, nearly.
Yeah.
When we were at, what's the casino down in St. Harris?
Yeah.
When we were down at Harris, and we had the bin set up, and you pulled a Coke out of there, I'm like, you all right?
Was it Coke or a Diet Coke?
I don't remember. It was, but
it was Diet.
It was a can of soda. I'm like, ow, everything okay? Like, you were opening a bottle of whiskey. I'd never seen you do it before.
Can I tell you guys something I kind of have an addiction to?
Cocaine.
Yes.
This is an intervention. Okay.
I don't know what it is about, and I think I was going to bring this up a week ago. One of our engineers there across the street, Mike Dooley.
Yeah.
You know Dooley.
Sure.
Dooley was really nice during the holidays. He brought everybody, I'm going to butcher where it's from, whatever, but it was a really cool gift. It's a bag of peanuts, but it's from like a different state, and this is what they do, and it's wrapped like really cool. I know it's random, but he gave John one, Michael one, me one.
Sounds great.
I'm addicted to peanuts.
They're good.
If I start cracking salted peanuts, I can't close the back. I can't get rid of it. What goes really good with it is a Diet Coke. Oh,
any soda goes good with peanuts, yeah.
Taylor?
Cap. I can't stand Pepsi, but I like wild cherry Pepsi, actually.
That is good.
That's exotic.
Don't see it too often.
What was the other one? Crystal Clear?
It's like a white.
Crystal
Pepsi, yeah. Wonder why that didn't go. Hey, do you want a 7-Up, but you want it to taste like a Coke? How about Crystal Pepsi at a store near you?
One thing I do like that Pepsi does is Mountain Dew. As we know, I'm a Mountain Dew stan. I love Mountain Dew, and so they do it from Pepsi. All right, so...
I'll have a Mountain Dew before I go to bed. Slam a 20-ounce.
Let's move on.
I'm on to it. Every Rams game. All right.
I know.
I know. All right, Taylor, I'm going to go to you for this topic. You told me about something today.
Was it my friend?
Your friend. Yeah.
The eloping or the...
The invitation.
Okay, yeah. So my friend sent out a very formal invitation. Okay. Looks like a wedding invitation. And it's
over text, right?
Yeah, over text. It's for her birthday party in 5 months.
And it's like a very extreme invitation. Like
it has an Evite attached to it, so a website linked to it. And it's
for a registry, right?
What birthday is it? Do you know?
So it's a death to my 20s party, so she's turning 30.
Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Here's the statement. This is a little extreme. Alan, feather cap.
I mean, I don't think I'm the right person to ask because that is beyond fact. 5 months is a lot of time. By the way, you're turning 30. Awesome. Right? Like, it's cool. If that's the number, that obviously means something.
For a party.
But 5 months in advance, I think if you gave somebody a 30-day notice, that's plenty of time as well. But to each their own. What am I going to do?
This is a very needy person because what they want is no excuses for you not to be there. They need all of the people in their life to be there because, to your point, Al, and I'm with you, obviously, because I'm normal. But if you said to me, hey, listen, I'm having a birthday next month, right? Can you go? There's a chance I have plans. I'm going on a vacation. I'm going to see my folks. There's a chance I have plans. I can't make it. If you give me 5 months lead time, there is no, hey, I can't make it because I have this. This is an incredibly needy maneuver, and I'm just going to leave it at that because there's a lot more involved in this, Taylor, that I will tell you later. Run for the hills. This is what I will give you. I know, but there's more to this. There's more to this.
Yeah. Give her a call right now.
I'm with you guys. I think it's extreme. I sent it to the group chat, too, if you want to check it out. But, yeah, it's a lot. It's a black tie event.
5 months.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's black a black tie?
What's it say? All black, semi-formal.
Okay.
I read it wrong.
Wow.
I don't respond either.
But also, an all black party and all white party, both are things that are like a little bit extreme, a little weird at the same time.
It's a nice invitation. I feel like she's getting married.
Yeah, it's essentially
that is a marriage. You're getting close to the bullseye.
Yeah. Taylor's getting married.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
It's also like, I think the registry part of it too gets me. It's like, my group of birthday presents is kind of small. The people that I give birthday presents to, as I've grown older, has gotten smaller. And if I wasn't going to get you a gift already, I don't need you to tell me what you need to get me. I already know what I'm going to get. Anyway, it's small. But so you would rather fill up on tortilla chips than fill up on bread at a restaurant. Taylor, Fetter Cap.
Oh, this is tough. Depends on the bread, first of all. But I think I'm going to go chips and salsa.
Okay, Trev.
He's right. It's a tough question. Here's the swing vote.
Okay.
Do we have butter on the table?
You have to.
You have butter on the table. You also have salsa on the table.
Then it's bread and butter. Because if you get that really soft, good butter, especially if it's good butter, and you get a nice restaurant, get that really creamy French butter.
Outback, brown bread and the, come on.
Yeah, that's a really hard thing to beat. Chips and salsa is great. Don't get me wrong. I could eat a basket of the whole thing over and over and over again, but warm bread with good butter, hard to beat.
I put a chip on my bread with salsa on there with butter on the bottom?
It's all or nothing.
I'm doing bread. Doing bread and butter.
Sorry, Al. Did you look at the invitation?
It's a beautiful invitation.
What is that shape in the invitation? Anybody want to take a quick look
at
that?
Coffin.
It's a coffin.
Well, did you read it? As we mourn the passing of her youth. That's very intentional.
I understand, but my black flowers and she's a creative. Coffin come
but
to
that,
my 30th
that actually
birthday?
Is kind of funny that she's kind of playing into the death of my 20s. I think that's
so do
funny.
I take flowers or what? I don't know.
Yeah, in lieu of flowers, please get...
Here's a plant.
Buy her a headstone.
Get her a toaster.
Get her a plot of land.
A toaster oven.
My goodness.
It's a lot of thinking.
That is a lot of work. All right, I'm going to tell Taylor what he needs to do.
Emily, you doing
chips?
Chips or are you doing?
Chips.
Chips or bread?
Chips and salsa. I love salsa. My dad was he worked at a Mexican restaurant when I grew up, and so he'd always bring home chips and salsa. Asked, and so chips and salsa.
Here's the only thing I can't stand about chips and salsa. If you bring it out like 15 minutes before I'm getting my dish, I'm not going to stop eating the chips and salsa.
Of course not.
Can we try to time it just a little bit? Just a little bit. Can we do it like a bam, bam? Like give me 3 minutes eating chips and salsa, and then the burrito comes?
See, no, I disagree.
And
I
then I can use
disagree.
The burrito and the chip to put the salsa on there,
move.
Take a bite in this.
The salsa spoon is a great move.
Yes.
But here's I want the waiter or the busboy or whoever brings the chips and salsa to the table. I want that basket hitting the table when my ass hits the seat.
Yes.
I want it timed perfectly.
Last night they did that to me. It was great.
That's it.
That.
And then I want the bartender to send over
first.
A Modelo at exactly the same time. I need to get the party started. You can't eat too many of them. Absolutely can't eat too many of them. LeBron is closing in on Kareem. We're talking inside a month or so.
And today is the exact start of the second half of the season today.
We'll do both of those. And why? I feel like there should be a lot of hype around this, and I'm not quite getting what I'm looking for. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
We're in the middle of a Craig Elo story.
You want it?
Yeah.
So my Uncle Keith is tall. He's like 6'6"-ish. Maybe
how tall are you?
6'3".
Okay.
I'm in the bottom half of my family as far as height goes.
Very.
They got two cousins that are 6'10".
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's weird. So
cousin who's 5'10". That's like the...
I'm 5'10". And I'm the tallest.
My Uncle Keith has lived most of his life in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And he's white and tall. And he happened to be in the hotel at the same time the Cleveland Cavaliers were staying at that particular hotel. My uncle looks a little bit like Craig Elo in the sense that he's tall and white. That's it. So he's coming out of the hotel, and these guys, those autograph guys, that, by the way, hang out right across the street here. You see them all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, Elo, sign my ball. He's like, I'm not Craig Elo. whatever, Elo. Come on, man. Sign the ball. He's like, I'm not Craig Elo. Dude, if you don't want to sign the ball, then
just don't sign the ball.
He's like,
just don't sign
guys,
it.
Guys, what's the matter? Look at my face. I'm not, whatever, Elo.
See, he should have just signed the ball, but signed
what
it as
I
his
said.
Name.
I would say sign your
and
name.
And the reason why,
Uncle fine, Keith.
And the reason why Craig Elo came up is because we have a Topps 92-93 basketball box that we continue to just open. There's cards everywhere.
Do I have the same pack as yours?
I don't know. Let me see that Elo. I want to see how much it looks like my uncle.
I mean, he's dunking. So
don't bend the corner.
A little bit. There's like a passing resemblance.
Don't bend the corner.
You don't want to ruin the PSA?
Yes.
Right.
Is that what it is? PSA?
Worth a lot.
It's not PSA. It's what is it? It's the... What is it when you grade
PSA
cards.
Is a public service announcement.
I think it's something like that. PCS, PSA, something like that.
It's trying to describe.
So in the world of cards, Emily, you're going to love this. Pay close attention.
Oh, you don't know this, Emily? This is really important.
Do you want to come in here?
Do you want to hear about Taylor Swift news?
If you think you have a card that's worth something, it has to be officially graded by the people that do these things.
What is the official grading?
And so you send it to the guys that do the grading, and they tell you it's a this.
They give it a number.
They grade it. And then it's officially graded by people that do these things, and it has an acronym that none of us know.
The more you know.
I forgot what it is.
It might be PSA.
I think it is PSA.
That might be like
it is PSA graded. Yep, it is PSA.
You're a genius,
Or CGC. Oh, well, I like collecting baseball cards.
Who didn't?
Exactly.
Other than Emily.
Hey, it's fine. You guys have your lobbies.
That's right. We've all got our things. Exactly. LeBron is closing in now. We're looking at, he's about, what is it, about 300 points behind him, and he's averaging 30 a game. So that's 10 games. It's going to happen sooner than later.
Let me see the exact number.
29.1 is what he's averaging right now.
And he has 423 points away.
Okay, so he's a little over 400. So it's going to take him 13 games, 14 games. We're in the range where it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you see a story about it. You see a clicker here or there. But it just doesn't seem like something this monumental for a player like LeBron James, passing a player like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one Laker legend getting passed by someone who has played for the Lakers for now a significant period of time, has won a title in a Laker uniform. And it's more... It's lacking the pomp and circumstance and the ceremony and the emotion that you would think something. Because, for instance, if Kobe Bryant were passing Magic Johnson, the energy, the emotional component of this would feel very different than LeBron James passing Kareem. It feels more, okay, check the box, move it along, because people respect Kareem, don't know if they love him. People respect LeBron. Some people love him, but he doesn't have a place in Laker fans' hearts the way that Magic and Kareem or Magic and Kobe do, or even a guy like a Worthy or a Powell. It just does. LeBron's a better player than those guys, but it's not that thing that gets you emotionally connected to a moment.
Let me ask
you
this.
Am I wrong?
Before you answer that, do you talk about this at all on Lakers Talk? Like, is this a big topic for you on Lakers Talk?
No, it's not.
So then now go ahead.
But we've had the conversation in the pregame show with Michael, and this was probably about a month ago where I was like, Michael, he's kind of getting closer here, and I don't hear much conversation. Michael said, just you got to wait till he's like a couple weeks out. Here's the other problem with it.
Yeah, we are.
You're not wrong about what you're saying, but when you're 50 games away from doing it, it is premature. 50 games.
I agree.
When you're 30 games away, 30 games is...
2 months.
It's about 2 months. Yeah, something like that, right? 15 games would be 1 month, whatever the case is. I think we will reach a point, and I don't have the exact reason of why there isn't more hype. I don't know if it's the reasons that you mentioned. That to me doesn't really do it. I get what you're saying about... Because the number one thing for me is I think if the Lakers were a better team. They were more competitive. The, you know, you're looking at the standings and you actually thought the Lakers had a chance to go win an NBA championship. Maybe they're top three in the Western Conference. Maybe just the chatter around it, and then it's like, and Bron is going to do, is about to do this. I don't know if it's because if Kobe was about to pass Kareem, I understand it's Kobe Bryant. I get that. And Kobe Bryant, in the eyes of Laker fans, is the greatest, if not the greatest. If it's Magic Johnson passing, it's the greatest. But I don't think anyone's ever had those expectations with LeBron, because it's impossible for LeBron to ever be in those conversations.
But it's also who he's passing.
Right.
Like if Steph Curry were passing Michael Jordan, two people that almost everybody loves.
Magic, it would be a huge story.
It would be a huge deal. But because Kareem is one of those guys that everybody respects. He's really smart. He's one of the greats of all time. But does anybody love Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar anybody's favorite player as a kid growing up? He was a great player.
The Skyhook and all that, I think people still.
But it wasn't Magic. Oh, my gosh. People fell out of their chair for Magic. Jordan, Larry Bird, there's connections to guys that it doesn't feel, and it has nothing to do with his ability. The answer to who's the best player ever, if you say Kareem, you're not wrong.
Nope.
You're not wrong, but he doesn't.
He's probably the least talked about great.
And he's the least of that, liked of that. Great. Mm-hmm. It's just there's this weird thing where I don't think people like him. They respect him, but they don't really like him.
What do you think? What do you guys think happens when there's 2 weeks left? Crazy buzz or no?
The fact that we have virtually none now is leads me to believe that there'll be more, but I don't know if there'll be a ton.
What's crazy about that is this is not some small thing.
No.
This is all-time points forever in all of basketball history, NBA history.
I don't know how he...
I was just saying, I think it's the greatest achievement of his career, and I'm the first person, you know, to talk bad about LeBron, but this is amazing.
And I don't know how it gets broken.
And we're not talking about it.
And I don't know how it gets broken.
I don't think it does.
Right? That means you have to play 20
Did you see what
plus
Luka said
years
about it?
At this.
Did you see?
And Luka's definitely not breaking
well,
it.
But Luka goes, because it'd have to be a situation like Luka, where you show up into the league when you're in your late teens, and then you play. It's LeBron.
Yep.
Show up when you're 18 and play for 22 years. Right, that's how you set the record.
Luka's pudgy at 23.
Well, and he also said, I'm not playing that long. I have no interest in playing that long. LeBron's unique like that too.
Yeah, it's just such a big thing to happen, and we're not, and there's no
maybe you guys are right
around it whatsoever. I mean, 400 points, like we're talking about, that's not very many games.
It's 13 or 14 games. The other part that's obvious that I don't think anybody loves, but it's real. They don't like each other, or at least they don't have a good relationship.
But wouldn't that make it more interesting? And I think
to both lean into it, like, I can't wait. I hope he, you know, I can't wait to knock him up. But they're not doing that either.
But how does Kareem handle all this? Like, he'll be at the game. He'll be here. But let's say that it's because we're looking at about when it's going to happen, possibly on the 9th against the Bucks.
You're saying if they're on the road?
Yeah, if they're on the road, let's say he's 35 points away on February 9th against the Bucks, and then he scores 30, and then they go to Golden State a couple days later.
And you know it's going to happen there. Does he go?
Yeah, does he go? What does he do in this situation? Does he follow him around? I will tell you this, I don't think he goes.
Yes. Hank Aaron did not follow Barry Bonds.
Well, because it was the same kind of situation.
Yeah.
I don't think he goes. Part of the reason why I don't think he goes is because when he comes back to L.A., there will be something that's big that's done here, and that's where Kareem would be for that.
But it's where it's passed. It's where you're being passed. Like, I get it if you're not going all the way to New York or going to, like,
Atlanta.
That's
an interesting point that Al made, I think. That I'm not going to jump on the plane with you guys and chase him around for a week, potentially. But if it's not broken at home, once it is broken and you come back, we'll have a party. That he has to be there for that.
Yeah, he'll be there, I think, for that. And he's 4 points away in the fourth quarter, and Darvin M. takes him out, and Kareem just keeps traveling everywhere.
The fact that they have a chilly relationship, that LeBron says, I have no relationship, that Kareem has been openly critical of LeBron, makes it, because they'll shake hands or they'll have the hug or the moment, but you know it's not an emotional moment, it's a professional moment.
Yeah, it's for the cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder, do you think he has control over when he gets it?
Oh, 1,000% yes.
Like, he knows right now, like, I'm going to do it this day. This
maybe
is about
not
where
exactly the day, but he has a really, like, put it this way. There's 3 games to go, and I need 90 points. I know exactly which game I want to break this.
This is the one I want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kareem sent, this was when he turned 38. It was kind of one of the few times you saw Kareem have a message specifically for Bron. He said, happy birthday, LeBron. 38 is the new 38-388, whatever he's doing.
Right, because he's 38-387 for the points.
So he's basically, it's one of the few times that I've seen
him. Trying to build a
bridge? I think that's one of the few times that I've seen it.
Yeah.
So that was back right before the new year.
Greg, I need you to make me a countdown. Like, we'll tear a piece of paper off every day to the new number. We'll do like a little countdown.
You want to do that? We can.
Something.
We're at 423.
That's a good idea. I kind of want to lean into this.
Well, listen, it is one of the biggest achievements
for sure
for an individual player
ever
in any sport. You will be the all-time leading scorer, and that it's LeBron. And these are other stupid things. Every single night, I swear the Lakers are saying, hey, Bron is now number 9 all-time rebounds. Hey, Bron is number... Bron just passed Magic in assists. Like, he's also passing all these other players, but this will be for points.
Andrew Whitworth had some thoughts on Sean McVay, and I think he absolutely nailed what's going on with him. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.